Everybody with one loud voice, Lord, we rejoice.
Lord, we rejoice
in the power of your name. And right now, today, we make a choice, to voice our opinion.
Your name is great.
We proclaim your dominion yesterday, today, and forever the same.
We rejoice in the power of your name.
Oh, good morning. Hey, it's that time again. It's spirit awareness. Hey, listen, I need you to call your friend, your neighbor, your enemy. Let them know the apostle is. I promise you, it's a blessed day. Listen, I you need to hit them up and tell them we want to bless their life. I promise you there's going to be a wonderful day today. It's a beautiful day outside. The rain has subsided, and we are blessing God this morning. Well, shout out this morning to all the surrounding areas, the Louisville Stamps, Magnolia, to all of those that are working the late shift, man, Texarkana, Texas, Arkansas, to those in the Ashdown, we love you guys, man. Atlanta, just come on and listen. We excited about you, want you to come and experience what God is doing and what he's saying. Well, good morning to everyone. Welcome to Spirit of Wisdom, brought to you by Transformation Center International, 1111 Hazel. That's where we're located. Every Sunday morning at 9 a.m. for mighty worship of God, experience, worship experience, and we would love to see you. Love you to have be a part of that service. Again, that's 1111 Hazel at 9 a.m. We're directly off of State Line. You can't miss us sitting on that corner, directly across the street from Buy and Say. We would love to have you to be with us. And then we're there again on Wednesday at 7 p.m. for School of Higher Learning, where we experience God and everything that he's manifesting in the earth. We get, man, listen, we get some good teaching, and the children has youth ministry. And so we, and you know, if you're looking for somewhere on Wednesday night, or you just want to get some midweek food to make it through the week, we would love to have you. Again, that's at 7 p.m. every Wednesday and 9 a.m. on Sunday morning, whether you're looking for early service or whatever the case may be, we would love to have you. Listen, I am in the studio this morning. Got a special request for all of those that are listening to me now. Want to do some things this morning. Want to meet some prayer requests this morning. So if you, you know, I want you to give me a call if you have some prayer requests and you'd like for us to pray. And you don't have to use your name when you call in. You just welcome to call and ask us to pray. If you have a specific thing you want us to pray for, you can say that. If you're worried about someone recognizing your voice, and then you disguise your voice, do what you need to do. Put your handshake over your phone, microphone or something, you know, whatever that is. That's 903-794-1047. And, you know, we haven't done this in a while, but I really wanted to do it this morning because meeting so many people, asking for prayer requests and things that are taking place. And so we want to open lines today. You know, I know I meet you guys and you've said, well, I want to call in, but I don't want to call in. I don't want anybody to know, whatever. You know, well, we're going to ask you this morning. And you can start calling anytime. I will stop what we're doing and break. If you have a prayer request this morning, or you just want to speak to the apostle, or you have something you want to say concerning what we're talking about, we would love to entertain you this morning. That's 903-794-1047. Again, 903-794-1047. All of those that you know, any prayer requested this morning, and we're not going to wait. We're gonna speak prayer over your life right now as you call in, and we just feel led to manifest that today, to walk into that particular area. We want to say also on Good Friday, we want to put this out there on the 29th, Good Friday, at Transformation Center. There will be extravaganza, dance experience in honor of our daughter, President Cook, and our daughter Halile, all of her dancers and people that work with her and dance with her and train with her are all coming together to do this event on the 29th. I am not looking at the flyer, but I know that it's at 7 o'clock, I believe, on that day. I guess I better look it up while I'm running my mouth so I don't give out information. And it's going to be a great event. And a lot of energy and time has been put in this. This is something that Marilyn, my wife, wanted to do. It's something Halile do. It's called a night of dance. Yes, a night of dance, 29th, 7 p.m. I was right. It's going to be hosted by the one and only Tina Body Grip. As you know, and we're praying for her this morning as she continue to catch her healing. And man, they got guests from all over, man. Pastor Hatton, Jason Hatton, Billy Mitchell, Dallas, Atmosphere Setters, all those from Dancing Girl, and Lyric and Hopper, and all the act people. Act is the dance people that dance with Halile for years. That was the name of their dance group there at the church. So all of them are coming back together, man. It's gonna be an awesome time. I'm believing that you don't want to miss that. That's no charge. That's at 7 p.m. on the 29th. That's on Good Friday. After you go out and do all your thing on Good Friday, you did a lot of work and all that kind of stuff, come on out that Friday night and experience this. I believe that it will be a tremendous blessing to your life. I know the purpose and the honor that's there and the memory will be great. And we do never forget our daughter, because she's kind of special to us all. And if you ever got to meet her, you would say the same, man. She's something else. And she gave something to the earth, and dancing was one of her gifts. And she loved to teach other people and train. Man, it was awesome. So we're looking forward to that. That's again 29th, 7 p.m. Looking forward to everyone being there. Again, I'm live. I'm ready to go, y'all. Give me a call, 903. I'm gonna start taking some calls. I want some prayer requests this morning. 903-794-1047. Doesn't matter what you're dealing with, what's taking place. You can name, or you can tell me what you want prayer, or you can just say pray for us, Apostle. Just want you to pray. But again, I don't have to have your name unless you just want to tell us. And God bless you. We love you. I'm ready to go. I'm going to get started because I know I'll get so many requests every week from different ones asking us to pray. So I decided that this morning I would open the lines, and I know it's early, and so folks don't like to get on the phone or you moving around, but you welcome to call. I want to continue this morning as we was on last week dealing with, because all year long we believe in this would be a year of satisfaction for the people of God. Awaken to God, know who He is, having a relationship with Him, that we would live in a satisfaction time, in a satisfaction year. And we've taken that from the scripture, very familiar passage of scripture, Psalms 23rd, Psalms, the first chapter, and the Lord is our shepherd, and we have everything that we need. So we want you to know that during this year, God's going to manifest Himself and give us everything we need. I believe I have a caller. Caller, are you there? Good morning.
Yes, good morning.
Yes, ma'am.
I would like for you to pray for me and my family.
Ma'am, you need to turn your radio down so we can understand you, because it's echoing back. Turn your radio
absolutely
down.
Absolutely. I thought it.
Okay.
Okay, is that better?
Yes, ma'am.
I would like for you to pray for me and my fiance and family.
Okay, will do. I will do that, ma'am. Father, we thank you for this mighty woman of God that calling and requesting prayer for her family, her fiance, the future of their lives. And I pray now, God, that your covering grace will be over them and guide them in the right direction, and that you will give them that they need to exist as a family, as marriage is whole by you. In Jesus' name, amen. God bless you, daughter.
Amen.
All right. God bless you. You're welcome. Well, we believe in that this will be this year, this 5784, this year of 24, as most of you know it, the year of the open door from a spiritual perspective, as we talked about it, that you will experience a satisfying life. And the reason you're going to experience that, it is important, it is necessary that you have relationship with him and know that God is your shepherd. We took from the theme, as I repeat myself, from Psalms 23, the Lord is my shepherd. I have everything I need. For you that just tuning in, coming in later, I want to continue to remind you throughout. I'll stop for every few minutes here saying you can call us for a special prayer, for any prayer request, 903-794-1047. We'd love to pray for you this morning, help you meet that need. And because he's our shepherd and we have everything we need, I want to talk this morning that there will be an opportunity for us to experience the supernatural of what God is going to do. That's going to be the covering protection of God. I know that there's so much misunderstanding, there's so much turbulence, there's challenges that we're living in this particular day. I mean, even in our own city, I was looking on yesterday as the young 17-year-old that got shot, a 16 shot, a 17-year-old man. We was at the funeral yesterday, had our church, and I'm looking at all these young people. The church was full. I'm talking about anywhere from 600 to 700 people in the house, and most of them was young people experiencing and traumatized, and I watched the family and the father and different one traumatized about the disturbance that happened. And we have all this all over our country. Our cities experiencing it. People are not dying young these days, and our government is out of whack. We in one of the most pivotal times for election in our country this year, and so that's so much, and people are really disturbed, losing hope, and wondering, is there any exit, is there any relief that's going to come to us? And there's people that's giving up. I'm listening and talking to different ones on yesterday during these services, and the young people's, and saw some young men's outside after it was over. We were sharing, like, man, you know, we just got to survive. We got to do what we got to do. We got to make this happen. No. Giving up and retaliation and all these different things in our lives is not the way to pursue life. And I'm telling you, it's just a mirage, as I said last week, is of the enemy that's showing us, that's making us want to believe that nothing good is going to happen, nothing good is going to come. So we're going to have to make the good things happen for us. We got to protect and make things happen and do different devastating things in our lives, and people committing suicide, people giving up on life, and young man on Thursday night, someone jumped on him. He was at the church, couldn't even, old man, homeless, couldn't move, real busted up, all that kind of thing. Somebody jumping on him. He had nothing to give, but just angry. The enemy is angry, and he's making us do devastating things, and people are really, really at a place where we're saying, man, I just don't know. I don't know. Well, I want you to know that this will not be the end, and the enemy does not have the last say. It is time for those of us that has Him, the sons of God, those that have experienced God, that really know who he is, and will not allow the negative messages and things that's coming across social media to make us doubt who he is. But those of us that has no doubt, that really have faith and trust in who he is, will come to the forefront and cause the earth to come back into alignment. That is our ultimate assignment as children and sons of God. That is why he created us, for us to bring order into the earth. We have to get back to the original assignment of the creation of man. And when I say man, I'm not talking about spirit. I'm not trying to get deep this morning. I'm trying to be surface. Again, I'm live. You can call me. Please call me for prayer. You have any prayer requests, 903-794-1047, or you just want to, you know, you want to share where I'm at today. What we must do, we must get back to our original assignment. And our original assignment, according to the book of Genesis, the first chapter, he already given us instruction why he created man and why we're here. It says to rule and to reign on his behalf, to represent him in the earth. And it is our responsibility. The earth, according to Romans, is groaning and moaning for the manifestation of the sons of God, that we get in position, that Jesus came to restore man back to his rightful place, so we can get in position and we could demand what would happen in the earth, and we would put God back in this equation. Did you hear me? I said man, spirit, species. I'm talking about male and female. It is those of us that has relationship, that has no doubt and have faith in who God is. It is our responsibility. Are you listening to me today? It is our responsibility to put God back in this equation that the enemy trying to snatch out of the mirage that he's given. And it is our job to begin to speak, to begin to operate, begin to walk, and watch God do the supernatural through us. He will back us up. The scripture says that we, you, me, those of us, again, those of us that has no doubt, that know who we are and knows our responsibility and our assignment and trust in our God and know that he is our shepherd and that we have everything we need, we're going to experience the supernatural. Because when we open our mouth in this season and begin to speak what God has said according to the Constitution, he will honor his word. He will back us up. Thy kingdom come. Thy kingdom come. Matthew says 10, thy will be done on earth as it is in earth, as it is in heaven. So what's happening in heaven, it is our responsibility to bring that. It is your responsibility. And those that have not been awakened, that does not know who they are, and they're not in relationship and doubting God, it is our responsibility for those of that have been awakened to be the savior for those that do not know, or those that have given up hope, or those that have doubt. Are y'all listening to me this morning? I want you to hear me real good. I'm not trying to be deep this morning. I'm concerned with where we are, and I'm concerned with where we're seeing the spirits of God that are giving up, that are the chaos that the enemy has brought to our life. And so we are prepared and we are ready to experience the supernatural, and it will happen. The scripture from Psalm 77:14, give me a call. Again, I'm telling you, I'm reminding you, I'm live, 903-794-1047. Give me a call. You may want to talk to me, or you just got a prayer request. I want to pray this morning. I want to pray for your needs. You don't have to give me your name. You don't have to say who you are. You can just give me your request. Psalm 77:14 says, you are the God of great wonders. Yeah. You are the God of great wonders. You demonstrate your awesome power among the nation. You are the God. Did you hear me? Did you hear that? You are the God of great wonders. You demonstrate your awesome power among the nation. God is not going to allow. Listen, there is no way that we cannot get a satisfying life, and we cannot get this earth back in alignment. We can't get this planet back in alignment if we, the sons of God that believe and trust and have faith in him and have relationship, if we would allow him to be God and we represent him them, he will show his great wonders. He will demonstrate his power through us to the nations. What, and we will see supernatural manifestation. What is supernatural, man? What you talking about, the supernatural? A manifestation of event that attributed to some force beyond scientific understanding or the law. In other words, God will do things that will mess folks' mind up. They don't understand where it come from. They can't put an explanation on it. Now, I know there are men, there are government officials, there are politicians, there are different ones throughout the earth trying to bring some understanding to the earth, and scientists and philosophers, and trying to bring some answers to this chaos. But the Bible tells us that God would do wonders if we ask him. He'll do just they won't understand how it's happening. It will be taking place. It attributed to some force that's not some scientific force that has no answer. Listen, I'm gonna stop for a minute. I gotta call caller. Good morning.
Good morning, sir. I would just like to pray for men everywhere to get in alignment. That's one of my biggest burdens. For the men to get in their rightful place, whether it's to minister or preach or teach or to be the head of the household, that men all over the world can just get in place.
All right.
They can get in alignment.
All right, God bless you. We definitely, there is a need for the male getting his role, but I say that there's a need for the female to get in her place too, so all of us can do this assignment. So Father, we thank you for this request, that the male side of the spirit man would be awakened and become who you have mandated that he be, and that he will rise up and be the leader in every area of life that you put us in the earth, because you said that the earth is groaning and moaning for the manifestation of the sons of God. And we pray for every spirit, even the female side of you, that will be alignment in the kingdom to do the assignment. God bless you, woman of God, and we thank you so much. The supernatural, the event attributed to a force beyond scientific understanding. God is about, he's saying, I will do things that has no explanation. I will cause things to get in alignment if you, hello, somebody, man. And when we use the word man, and you heard the caller saying man, and I'm not talking male nor female, I'm not talking gender, I'm talking spirit. And Genesis, in the book of Genesis, the spirit that God created man into, he called it man, okay? And so that's male and female. So when you hear me using the word man right now, if I need to separate, identify, I'll say male and female. But right now, I'm talking about he put man in the earth, the spirit of man, his spirit of himself in man, to be in the earth, to bring alignment to the earth. He said, I will blow the mind of those around me. I will start, if you would begin to speak and you will begin to ask, you will begin to trust the relationship we have, and you will have a conversation with me. And read my constitution. I'm going to show you what I'm about to do. Jeremiah 33:3 says, ask me and I will tell you secrets you don't know about things to come. Lord have mercy. Are you hearing me? Did y'all hear that? Did you hear me? See, that's why it is so important that you let nobody divert you from this constitution. Try to down. God has given us instruction throughout this constitution. Well, excuse me. Let me get back, because somebody might think I'm talking about the U.S. Constitution. The Bible. He have given us everything we need there. He given us understanding. He's given us word. He's given us instruction. He said, if you ask me, are you hearing me? Those of you that in faith and alignment with it, if you ask me, I will tell you remarkable secrets you do not know about the things to come. You will know what's to happen, what's to take place, and what he's going to do. And we'll see his wonders and scripture, his mighty wonder and power demonstrated in this earth realm. And I'm telling you, it is time for us that believe to, I know we are praying and we're communicating, we're in the church and we go in the church, some of us, and doing these things, but it's time for us to get in alignment with him and begin to speak what he says and put it in the atmosphere. 1 Corinthians 2:9-10 says, this is what the scripture means when they say, no eyes haven't seen, no ears haven't heard, and no man has imagined what God has prepared for those who love him. But it was to us that God revealed these things by his spirit, for his spirit searches out everything and show us God's deepest secret. There go again. We talking about the secrets of God, what God wants to do. God's going to show it to us. He's going to give it to us. But it requires that we become, that we get back in alignment with him and we walk into a holiness state. Now, I'm not talking about what you wear, what you put on, what you make up, all this kind of stuff. The holiness state in alignment with God, dedicated, consecrated to God from a from the religious scars. Holiness is common. It's separated and being set apart, meaning that we are connected to him and that we are listening and following what he has mandated for our life. And this is how we operate and get into and see the satisfying life. I'm saying to those of you that do not know him, that have, again, I'm live 903-794-1047. We'd love to hear from you. Love to pray with you this morning. Listen, I'm telling you, man of God, why are you so pushy this morning and you're so concerned? I'm concerned because I'm watching the devastation, the head, and I'm not giving him any credit, the head of the enemy that's rising up, and I know to put him in his place, it is our responsibility. Who responsibility? The sons of God, those of us that has been awakened and aware who God is, that has faith in who he is, and that we communicate with him and we live the lifestyle that he has required of us. It is our responsibility to represent him in the earth. Now, we're calling God to come do it when he said, I just need you to stand in the place, speak what I say, and I'll back you up. No, there's no power in me nor you in our words and what we say, but when we in relationship with him, he backs up and because what we say, because when we in relationship, we only say what he says according to the scripture. We say nothing that's out of alignment with him, because when we in alignment with him, we speak what he says, so he is obligated to back it up. For those that don't know him, that don't have hope right now, that say that's a bunch of baloney you're talking, I've been down that road, I'm hurting, I'm messed up, I want to say to you, God loves you. I promise you, give him an opportunity. Make sure, and today, it don't take you making it to a certain place. You can talk to him right where you are and say, God, if you're real and you said you are, and I heard this preacher, I want you to come into my life. I want relationship with you, and watch God give you the wonders of this earth. Well, I love you guys, man. It's going to be a great week. Begin to speak, begin to talk, begin to call what God has mandated for your life. Have a great week, y'all. Love you. Peace, love. Until the next time, have a good day.
Cashback is not available on gas in New Jersey and Wisconsin.